Our next speaker is Faisal Alam, who is representing the Georgians for Choice Coalition. Faisal is the Member Services Coordinator, and he's going to be speaking about the outrageous attempt to roll back women's rights in this country. Faisal.
How's everyone doing tonight? What are we here to say? No mandate for Bush!
No mandate for Bush!
No mandate for Purdue!
No mandate for Purdue!
No mandate for this legislature!
No mandate for this legislature!
As we gather here today to reflect upon what we will face in the next 4 years, Bush and his minions right now are gathering in Washington, D.C. to celebrate another 4 years of power, domination, and control of this country. And here in Georgia, in the first time in 130 years, a conservative legislature will dominate the political, social, and economic agenda of this state. And many of us gathered here today don't really know what's going to happen in the next 4 years. And that's really, really scary for our communities and our families. But one thing is clear. While the antis of the state are gathering behind us to launch their devastating legislative agenda, we stand here today in solidarity to let them know that there is no mandate. The majority should never underestimate the power of the very large minority that exists across this state and around the country. In the next 4 years, we could lose a lot of things from our legislators. Whether we are part of the environmental movement, the labor movement, the living wage campaign, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender rights movement, anti-poverty and anti-homeless campaign, the women's rights movement, or are part of the reproductive rights and all of us could lose many of the battles we've been fighting for. Right now, the reproductive rights movement is celebrating the 32nd anniversary of this historic Supreme Court ruling of Roe v. Wade. But as we celebrate this historic occasion, Georgia Right to Life, an anti-choice organization, is mobilizing thousands of people to gather right here at the Capitol tomorrow. No! To protest the right of women to choose and to call upon Georgia's legislature to further erode women's freedom over their own bodies. But for any legislators who are even thinking about passing laws that would create barriers for women, we have a message for you. We will not sit back, and we will not let you eliminate a right of a woman to choose and have control over her own body. Our grandmothers, our mothers, and our aunts fought for many decades to make sure that women have a right to terminate their own pregnancy and to have a right over their body, and we will not let them take that away. In Georgia, 96% of counties do not have clinics that provide abortion service. Only 16 clinics exist in this whole state. What is worse, women must travel from states like Louisiana and Mississippi to the metro Atlanta area to see a doctor who is willing to provide abortion services.
And wait overnight.
And wait overnight many times to do so. Imagine what would happen if these 16 clinics were shut down, or this legislature created more laws that would prevent women from not only this state, but from many other states, from seeking their constitutionally guaranteed right to have control over their own bodies. Sisters and brothers, friends and colleagues, the fight for reproductive rights and reproductive justice is more about than just a woman's right to choose. It's about women of color. It's about families in poverty. It's about economic justice. Let's talk about a larger social justice movement where women have freedom from violence, have access to contraceptive services, have adequate insurance coverage, and have access to basic health care, a right that no one in this state and no one in this country should live without. If we are to win our battles, we must join hands and say to our legislators and our leaders in Atlanta and in Washington, we will not sit back. We will not sit back while our rights and our freedoms are eroded right in front of our eyes. We are the labor movement. We are the environmental movement. We are the movement for sexual freedom and equality. We believe in women's freedom. And we believe in racial equality and racial justice. We believe that every child has the right to a solid educational foundation, and every young person has the right to go to college. We believe that you can never break us down into narrow boxes of white, black, brown, gay, straight. We want every legislator in this capital to know, and we want our president to know, that they do not have a mandate over our lives. You do not have a mandate over our freedom. And you do not have a mandate over women's lives.